And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from our studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We've been talking a little bit about this fall hunt getting going and getting our camp together and planning to feed a bunch of people here this weekend. And Barbecue Bob, you and your travels have ran into a new friend.
Well, I'm thinking some people aren't going hunting, but they might be going on wine tour like we did a couple weeks ago
to
Traverse City.
Absolutely.
And we are at the state campground in our motorhome, and right down the street is this place that I've been to plenty of times before, but I never got a chance to meet the pit master, and his name is Tom Grant. It's called Butcher Bayside Market. Tom, welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great. Jop is here chomping on some of your truffle meat sticks.
Very tasty. Nice. Very tasty.
Yeah, that's a good recipe, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm just thinking folks going up north are always looking for, at least our listeners, are always looking for that secret little honey hole that has some great meat. And you not only have a great meat counter, but you have lots of other libations and things. You got a great wine selection, and of course I saw a mountain of vodka there, so you've got something for everybody.
Did you see it or did you touch it?
I just saw it.
Okay.
So Tom, tell us about what you prepare there and what that big smoker out back does for you.
Oh, the smoker is great. As I was talking with you for a little bit, I haven't done this kind of work in a while, and it's nice to get back into it. It's a passion of mine. And, you know, in the smoker, well, first of all, let me start out by saying every Friday we have we do smoked ribs, smoked chicken, smoked wings, and that's every Friday. We start that at 4:30 in the afternoon, and that's always a big turnout. We usually sell out of that pretty fast.
I bet.
And other than that, you know, we do a lot of homemade jerky. As a matter of fact, before you called, I was just bagging up. We did some alligator jerky, and it turned out really, really good.
Now, is that all tail meat, Tom? Is that what you use, the tail meat for that?
Correct. Yep, tail meat. And we brined it for 24 hours, and then we seasoned it with some thyme, garlic, salt. And that was pretty much it, and it turned out just fabulous. I can't wait for people to try that.
So does it taste like chicken?
No. No, tastes like gator.
Tastes like gator, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit chewy, but it's not overly chewy. You know, it turned out really well. It's kind of moist, so we're happy with how it turned out.
So, Jop, Tom's using a Southern Pride. He's got a big stainless smoker in the back, and that's a wonderful piece of equipment. Easy to leave alone. You can put your food on it and, of course, put your log in, set your temperature, and roll.
Exactly. We use sawdust here for the smoker.
Oh.
And it works out really well. It does. And like you said, the temperature stays constant on that thing, which makes my life really easy. I can throw it in and kind of walk away and set a timer on my phone and come back and check a temp, and usually it's ready.
Well, especially being in northern Michigan in the wintertime, it's nice having that stainless insulated box.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Oh, and another thing I just tried for the first time, you know, I had some meat that was we had to use up pretty darn quick here, so I ground it up, and I used a really good meatloaf recipe, and I turned it into some homemade meatballs, and I put those in the smoker, and oh my gosh, they turned out so good. I've never done it before. It was just, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I just talked about a recipe in the last segment where you do that same thing, but then you wrap a piece of thick-cut bacon around it and let it all smoke together. They're called moink balls. And
balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And meat and oink, right? So
right.
Anyway, yeah, those turn out really well. I bet your customers would enjoy those too the next time you do it. Throw a piece of bacon around there. Yeah.
Yeah, you just gave me a great idea. I'll have to try that next time.
Yep, exactly.
Well, we did I got fond of doing meatloaf back when I was using a big green egg. I would put my big stone on top and I'd throw a couple of meatloafs on it. And it got to be such a favorite that I made them like almost weekly. And
really?
My buddy who owns Chase Creek Smokehouse, Pat, heard that episode and he tried it because it piqued his interest. And he called me up and he said, man, that meatloaf idea was great. We sell out of it every time I make it. So meatloaf's another one. It's a little easier than meatballs because you don't have so many pieces. You know, you can just form up your loaf in a bread pan, tip it over on the rack, and let it smoke away.
Yeah, either that or even do some smaller, single or double portion meatloafs and do it that way as well.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, use the small bread pan to form those. Yeah, that would be. Then you could serve them an entire meatloaf.
Right, yeah, just on your plate, yeah.
Yeah, besides jerky and stuff, we also do homemade meat sticks, which I'm working on some today, which are really huge sellers. Today I'm doing some jalapeno cheddar meat sticks.
That's what I brought home. Those were good.
Yeah, those are good. And some teriyaki meat sticks and probably some truffle ones because that's a big seller as well. And besides that, like you said, the meat case is just amazing. Just to come here for the meat alone is worth it. But we do have a great wine selection, as you stated, and lots of little fancy knickknacks, for the tourists.
So
hopefully the color tour will be great this year.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grillin' Guys, and we are live talking with Tom Grant, who's the pitmaster for Butcher Bayside Market. He's actually the butcher there as well, but he's wearing two hats. A warmer one,
yep.
A warmer one outside.
Hey, Tom, how can people find you? Where are you guys located in Traverse City?
We are located on US 31, almost across from the state park. The best location, people usually know where Pirate's Cove is. We are right down the road from that and right next to Red Mesa Grill.
Yeah, it's
right on the. We're not on the bay side. We're across from the bay, but it's a great location, easy to get in and out of, lots of parking in the back.
I know right where you are. Yep, I was up there two or three weekends ago, and we stayed at Grand Traverse, and we ate at the Red Mesa Grill, so I know exactly where you are. It's I should have stopped in, but it was in the evening when we blew through there, so... but anyway,
pop in for a quick peek around and grab some meat or some wine and,
Tell me about your meat counter. Are you doing fresh cut steaks and pork and chicken and the whole deal?
Yep, we're doing the whole deal. We don't have a huge selection. We just have the more high end stuff. We do have some hanger steaks and some tri tips and some flank steaks, but it's basically filet mignon, porterhouse, T-bone, New York strip. Ribeye and top sirloin.
Oh, that's, and we also that's
do bone,
tough.
We also do bone and ribeye. And everything's cut usually about an inch and a half to 2 inches thick because nobody wants a steak that's going to kind of fold up on you as you're cooking it.
Right. So tell us what
I hate that.
Tell everybody what a hanger steak is.
A hanger steak, that is a butcher's cut, actually. People think it's just a cheap cut of meat, but actually, if you cook that on your grill hot and fast, with some nice seasoning, it turns out it just melts in your mouth.
Where's that come from on the cow?
Oh, that's a really good question. Thanks for stumping me on that one.
Well, just ask for a hanger steak. Is it something like a flank or a skirt?
Yeah, once in a while we'll do the skirt steaks. But, yeah, we always have flank and we always have tri-tips in there. And believe it or not, those sell like crazy here as well.
Yeah, tri-tips are amazing.
Right.
They are. That's a good cut.
Now,
we do have fresh pork, fresh local pork from Sanders over here Utah.
How about buffalo?
And, no buffalo as of yet. I mean, I'm sure, like I said, I've only been here a couple of months, and I haven't seen any yet. So that's something I would have to speak with Dan about as far as getting something like that in.
Any tips for these guys who are trying to make their own meat sticks or sausage?
First of all, you have to go by the recipe because you can over-season it so easily. Now we put cure in ours, obviously, so that way we can get a 90-day shelf life out of it,
right,
in the freezer, and a 30-day outside of the freezer. I guess if you're making it at home and you're consuming it fast, you really don't need the cure.
Yeah, you can use sea salt and celery salt. That's a natural cure, but
yeah.
A lot of people don't want the nitrates in it.
I think the best tip is to go to a Butcher's Bayside Market and buy sticks.
That's right.
Yeah, why not just make it easy on yourself? Let me do all the work, and you just enjoy it.
Right.
Grab yourself a six-pack or whatnot and some meat sticks and enjoy.
I like this guy.
And if you go up for the wine tour, make sure you rent one of those cool little buses because they'll drive you everywhere, and it makes the day wonderful.
Right. Drive through at the Bayside, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's not a bad idea. During the pandemic, when everything was shut down, we did a lot of curbside service and delivery, too. We did a lot of delivery, which people really appreciated a lot.
Well, listen, make sure that you hit Butcher Bayside Market and stop in and say hi to Tom Grant. Tom, great to meet you, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bob. It was great talking to you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, Bye-bye. We're going to do a little bit camp food. We're going to keep on that train. I got a lot to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.